If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
They want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that wonderful music behind our cowmercials, and will do so from here and evermore.
That's right. Go Badger, go.
You betcha. All right. How about some more music,
Yes, please.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out by now, we're getting close to Christmas here.
That's
so
right.
We're playing some of these secular Christmas songs so that we can do the more religious ones on our Christmas show.
The ones that
right.
really count.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. This is a good one, and it's always one of my favorite, though. Wiley and the Wild West, they're singing Christmas for Cowboys.
All in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day driving the cattle over snow-covered plains. Of all of the good gifts given today, ours is the sky and the wide open range. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Back in the city, have different ways, football and eggnog and Christmas parades. I'll take my saddle, I'll take the reins. It's Christmas for cowboys on the wide open plains. Hello. As we stop for the night, the stars overhead are the Christmas tree lights. The wind sings a hymn as we bow down to pray. It's Christmas for cowboys on the wide open plains. Hello. 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 Hello.
Yeah, that's typical Christmas for cowboys there. That
pretty much.
That is for sure and for certain.
Pretty much covers it.
And we're talking about yoga for cowboys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever watched anybody put on a pair of chaps?
Yeah.
Especially if he's over 50
and
overweight
and maybe have a little abdominal goiter.
A small
abdominal goiter.
Right.
Yeah, right. Oh no, that is so true. All you got to do is watch me try to put on a vest. You know, my shoulders just don't work anymore.
It's a struggle.
And putting on a jacket or a vest, and if mama's out of town,
you're in trouble.
And on Sundays, I don't wear a tie
because
I can't get the collar turned down. It drives me crazy.
A short trip, right?
Yeah, what? That's a true statement.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. So if you want to see cowboy yoga, just watch us put our chaps on.
Or a pair of spurs.
A pair of spurs. Oh my goodness sakes, yeah, right. So some folks wear armitas, which actually buckle in the back, kind of like certain shoeing aprons.
Okay, yeah.
And they don't have a problem. They reach around the back of them, they buckle them up, and do just fine.
Why have I never seen these?
You've not, well, armitas are more of a Californio or even a buckaroo type thing, yeah. Well. So, Great Basin, I know. Here we go. We can start into this.
Here we
right?
go. Yeah.
So Big Brother Jim and I were raised in the Great Basin.
Right.
We never realized we were supposed to wear flat hats.
No. We didn't
know that.
No.
And so along those same lines, you didn't know that there were armitas.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, and if you're over 50, the buckle can go on the inside.
Well, and here's the deal, too. Our shoeing aprons fastened in the front.
Front.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of shoeing aprons that fasten in the back.
Yeah.
So that you don't bend over that buckle.
Well, and most of them do, but we changed ours to the front.
We did, because our dad did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've modeled our aprons after his.
Our shoeing aprons, we took dad's, or he did.
Yeah.
He took his shoeing apron down to Bob Sevier, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And said, make two more of these.
Yep.
Just like this.
Just like dad. Yeah.
And man, am I so glad he did.
Absolutely, you know, and he put the history on the aprons, and dang if I did not get a picture.
I did.
Okay.
I've got the picture.
You got the history in his own handwriting.
In his own handwriting.
Yeah.
Yes. So I can text that to
I wore mine off.
I wore mine too.
You
can't read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't read it too. He put his brand and the lineage of the brand.
Of the brand.
Yeah. Starting in 1910.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And then down to him, and then down to us.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Well, I had a youngster ask me, why is it called an apron?
Yeah. Well, because it's in the front.
Well, it's...
All right.
I explained to him that I'm cooking things here. You know, I'm the chef.
That's
and,
it.
And I take a shave of hoof off, and I said, there's the coconut.
Yeah.
And that's what you put on your cookies.
And it's an... Oh, yuck. Hey, we need to do cowpoke poetry.
Oh, what you got?
Yeah, we're doing winter work this week. It's windy and gray. A cold winter day out where the mountain pinyon meets the sage. The cows are calling, new snow has fallen, my cowboy diary starts the next page. The sun's hidden yet, my gloves are still wet from yesterday's snow I didn't foresee. I am miles from home and chilled to the bone, and there is no place I would rather be. I can see each breath, I'm froze half to death, and my slicker crackles with each move made. Equine hoofbeats sound as steps hit the ground, and we gather the cattle that have strayed. The hoarfrost is formed as the air is warmed, all over my horse and some parts of me. My back and head aches, my whole body shakes, yet there is no place I would rather be. The coffee is hot and my bed is not at the home place bunkhouse from whence I came. But fence needs mending and cows need tending, and the horse I ride is turning up lame. This work ain't fancy, can be quite chancy this winter cowboying on the UC. I'll never have wealth nor provident health, but there is no place I would rather be. The peaks are frosted. I feel exhausted at the end of each day in the saddle. Yet onward I go through the wind and snow, taking care of the horses and cattle. The leafless trees sway as I fork off hay, and my Belgian team hits the double tree. The tugs keep time, jingle and rhyme, and there is no place I would rather be. Then I ride some more and keep an eye out for that gray wolf that has been hanging around. I hear him at night, and just before light, I've never heard a more bone-chilling sound. Each workday is rough. Sure is getting tough to survive here in the land of the free. Yet I always try and barely squeak by, 'cause there is no place I would rather be. I am most content with this life I've spent, entrusted with these cattle and horses. I enjoy the work and relish each perk and everything this lifestyle endorses. As the flakes drift down, I don't go to town. They really don't have a thing there for me. To some it sounds odd, living here with God. But there is truly no place I would rather be.
Yep, no place we'd rather be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
right. Wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, how about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, man, the classic.
Yeah, so who's singing?
I believe it's Don Edwards.
It is Don Edwards.
And he's singing Jingle Bells?
He's singing Rudolph.
Oh, Randolph.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Got it.
All right.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Santa came to say, oh Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Happy holidays!
Oh, yeah, good stuff there from Don Edwards, yeah.
Let's let him sing Jingle Bells, too.
Let's let him sing Randolph the Bow-Legged Cowboy. Yeah. We need to ditch up to a cow commercial, okay. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.